Dear listeners, a warm welcome to this program with the motto, The True School is the Life. Today, with the topic, When the Life Film Rewinds. When we hear the word life and think of our lives, then we think of our everyday life, our work life, our family life. And each of us will have completely different pictures of our life in our minds, because every life is fundamentally different, just as no two people are exactly alike. Some people start thinking about life at a young age, or not until an advanced age. How long will my life last? What is the meaning of my life? Or, what do I want to be able to say about my life when I look back on it at the end of my life? For nearly 50 years, during teaching hours upon teaching hours, Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time, has brought us human beings pearls upon pearls for our life from the cornucopia of the divine wisdom. During one of these teaching hours, Gabriele taught that the life of every human being consists of a so-called lifespan and a death span, and that our life can be compared to a film on which every day on earth, every moment of our life is recorded. So, from birth on, throughout our lives, we write our own life film. Our life film first runs forward as we grow older. The time in which the life film runs forward is called the person's lifespan, in which everything is recorded on our film reel. What we think, say, do, thus everything that constitutes our life. And at some point in life, there comes a decisive turning point, following which the life film gradually comes to a standstill and begins to rewind. This is the beginning of the so-called death span. It is the time in which the life forces very gradually recede in order to prepare the soul for the beyond, and during which the person whose life film is rewinding can still recognize and clear up, that is, put in order many things that they have caused in their life.
Gabriele said during her schooling hour, during the lifespan, there is activity, a pressure, and in between there's always the thought, stop, is what you have done right? In the lifespan, we set big goals. We try to get as far up the ladder of success as we can. Frequently, we tread down on others or elbow our way up. But we know that every word is recorded, since it is already analogously written that we must give an account for every word that comes out of our mouth. It is the same with our feelings, with our thoughts, and also with our actions. Thus, from birth on, we are recording. We record in our brain cells, in our soul, and via the soul, we record in the stars and planets. What we input is sorted. The positive, the divine, is activated in the eternal being. We have a higher, a broad communication toward the eternal life. The negative is stored in the planets of the purification planes, according to which we determine the pathways that we then take as a soul after our physical death.
Gabriele explained how we can make use of the lifespan. During the lifespan, there are many setbacks and blows of fate. During the lifespan, many things already come to us, namely, what we have already entered in our soul and in the memory bank of the stars and planets. During the lifespan, we also have the possibility to recognize our all too human aspects, which are sinful aspects, to clear them up and to no longer commit them. And so, all too humanness is sinfulness. The human being is the body that envelops the soul, and the all-too-human aspects are the sinfulness. Many blows of fate occur during the lifespan. Many wishes are not fulfilled. What do we do with this? If we recognize our part, our sinfulness, and clear it up, then we attain a deep communication toward the eternal self, toward God in our inner being. If we do not do this, then it remains in the soul. It remains in the stars. It remains in the conscious mind and the subconscious. In the lifespan, when we set the big goals, frequently a target that is unattainable, but that we think we can achieve, we rarely remember our childhood, our youth. It's not interesting. Forward, forward. But suddenly, the decisive turning point comes. And we realize that the great goals may not have been achieved, or they were indeed achieved, and what did they bring us? Worry, suffering, enmity with our neighbor. We may have elbowed our way up or tread on those below us in order to climb higher on the ladder of success.
Dear listeners, surely much of what Gabriele explains here is very familiar to us. And she gives more explanations how the lifespan passes into the death span and the life film gradually begins to rewind. Let's hear what she says about this. Suddenly, the turning point comes. The life film rewinds. And when it rewinds, we call this the so-called death span. During the death span, we should actually become calmer, more reflective. We then look back on our life. In the death span, pictures from childhood come up, pictures from our youth, pictures of the family, with the children, with our partner, pictures from our occupational life come up. Pictures of how we behaved toward our colleagues, what we recorded and did not clear up, that pushes into the death span. And when the life film is rewinding, the less we have cleared up during our lifespan, the more we have turned toward the world and not toward the divine, the more we then want to make up for our youth. Often we blame our parents, our colleagues at work, our partners, maybe even our children, for what happened to us. If we have cleared up little during the lifespan, then the death span, that is, when the film is rewinding, also becomes troubled. We want to make up for our youth. We want to make up for lots of things that were and now can no longer be. With this, we feel troubled. That makes us not childlike, devoted to God, but childish. We develop a behavior that does not correspond to our age, but that wants to be youthful and yet is not. This is then how we act toward our fellow people. And one can generally call this childish. We want to make up for something that can no longer be, because it is already behind us.
Gabriele explains further. If, on the other hand, we have recognized some things during our lifespan when the film is running forward, that is, if we have recognized sinful aspects and cleared them up with the help of the Christ of God and no longer committed them, then it becomes calm in our heart. We then say, it is a mellow age or a mellow life, for we do not know when the turning point in the film of life comes, when it will rewind. One person grows to be 80 years old, the other only 30 or 40. The film of life is also shaped accordingly. And what happens during the span in which the life film is rewinding, that is, during the death span? Many pictures come from the past, from the time during which we have recorded. And these pictures are either memories or they bring action. We grow restless, we become hectic. During the death span, that is, when the life film is rewinding, we have the possibility to see pictures, often going back to childhood, up to 5 years of age, and in the hectic activity, in the restlessness, we sense something is not right. If we allow this restlessness, if we let these pictures, which are movement because we record the pictures in our conscious mind, in the subconscious, in the soul, and also in the stars and planets, if we let these pictures come alive, then we will learn our sinful part. If we clear up this part, then it will also be erased in the stars and planets. So when the film of life is rewinding, life, our life, the life of each individual, begins once again to sort out the individual incidents. What we clear up, that is erased or goes into our world of memories. What we do not clear up, that remains in the soul and in the stars and planets, in the purification planes. So when the life film is rewinding, we have the chance once more to look at our life, which is the increased grace of God, to weigh the individual situations in our mind. What has been cleared up? What is a nice memory? What upsets us? We can then remedy that. And we know that if the people with whom we can clear it up are no longer with us, that is, if they are souls in the beyond, then we can clear it up with Christ and through Christ.
Gabriele continues. So when the death span has set in, when the life film is rewinding, then once again there is a sorting out of things. What do I clear up? That will be deleted. What has to go into the world of memories, and what remains in our world of memories? This helps us as a soul in the beyond or in another incarnation. What sins are not cleared up with Christ? These remain in the soul, also when the body passes away. According to this state of consciousness, we then go to the corresponding purification plane, to those corresponding planets into which we have input as human beings. That is then our place of residence as a soul. Therefore, lifespan, death span, generally speaking, the life film. It runs forward, and then comes the turning point, and it rewinds. During our whole life on earth, the grace of God, the help of the Christ of God is active, and thus the redemption, which helps us to recognize the sinfulness of our all too human aspects and to release ourselves from it, so that through redemption, that is God's grace and love, we can enter the kingdom of the inner being.
And to conclude the schooling, Gabriele said, Therefore, let us make use of the chance as long as we are in the earthly garment. And let us recognize the great grace of God, the unending help during the whole life film, even when the life film is rewinding. We are in the best hands. We are in the hands of the Christ of God, our Redeemer. And if, step by step, we draw a little bit closer to Him, Christ in us, then we feel His great help, and we have accomplished in this life what helps us as a soul, to go toward the eternal being. And that should be the goal of every single person, to enter the heavens after the death of the body and not to come back. Dear listeners, we do not want to add anything to these encouraging words, except the heartfelt wish to all of us for the strength and determination to implement in our daily lives what we have heard today, if we want to. In this spirit, all the best and greetings in God.